This is Radio Kate checking in for February, day 10, and it's not too late to join us. We have a list of suggested topics at blog.audioboo.fm. We're trying to do an audioboo every day for the month of February, which we're calling February. See what we did there? Anyway, today's suggested topic is about accents and whether we still have the same accent we had when we were younger and whether we have a special boo voice. Well, I don't have a special boo voice. All through my radio training and radio events that I've been to, we were always told, just try and be as natural as you can be. You know, don't put on the, hi, I'm a DJ voice. So I just try and be me. And perhaps when I'm doing radio packages, I have more of a BBC voice. But no, I'm just being slightly tired and not sounding particularly awake now. Because I am slightly tired and not very awake. So this is me. As to my accent when I was a child, or younger, yes, I did have a slightly different accent. I had two voices. I had my at-school voice and my at-home voice. At school, everyone was a bit Cockney, so I had a Cockney accent. At home, not so much, because neither of my parents were from London, so they didn't have the Cockney accent at all. And my grandmother was always picking me up on, it's not in it, dear, it's is not. And reminding me that I shouldn't speak proper, I should speak properly. So, yes, I got teased a bit at school because I did have a slightly different accent because I hadn't grown up with Cockney parents. But if I listen back to how I sounded when I was at school, it's very different to how I sound now. In fact, I had a pen friend, a good friend of mine, and we didn't see each other enough, so we wrote each other letters. And I couldn't be bothered to write a letter one day, so I got my tape player out. This is back in the days before Audioboo, you understand. I got the old cassette player out with a record button, and I recorded a letter to her, which seemed very technologically advanced in those days. And I sent the letter to her, and she did the same thing. She recorded on the other side of the tape and sent it back to me. Well, I discovered this tape about a year ago, and I kind of cringe at the way I sound. Anyway, it's very different to, yes, how I thought I sounded, I think. But interestingly enough, like, my university friends could all tell when they rang me when I was back home, because I'd slipped back into being more Cockney. And in fact, even if you listen to the audio boo that I did a few last weekend, and I did one from Walthamstow Market, because I was back around those accents, I slipped more into that than, now I'm thinking about it, I'm probably trying to speak a little bit more clearly and more Queen's English-y, she says, utterly destroying the English language by putting a E on the end of something. Yeah, so I do have a slightly different accent, and yeah, but it changes depending on the situation. Although the weird thing is, when I hear my voice, it sounds more posh than I feel it should do. And then I hear my Cockney roots coming through where I drop my T's. And I don't realise it, but I drop my T's occasionally. And when I listen back, I think it sounds terrible. Because it sort of sounds like I'm posh and I'm trying not to be posh by dropping my T's. In fact, it's probably completely the other way around, and I grew up in an area which was very Cockney and very not posh sounding at all, and that's why I drop my T's. Bit of butter, that kind of thing. So yeah, Cockney sparrow really, but I speak all proper because my granny told me to. So that's me. I suppose you're probably thinking, I hope she does a bit of a Cockney accent now, just to prove that she can do it. And I'm kind of tempted, but at the same time, I'm now thinking about it too much and feeling ever so conscious about it. So, sorry to disappoint, chaps, but I'm not going to. Good night. Oh, hello, it's me again. Slight little postscript to that audio boo, which I have just listen back to, and I want to make it clear that I'm not ashamed of my Cockney accent. When I said I cringed at the sound of my voice on the tape, it was also because I had my braces in at the time, which made my voice sound a bit strange anyway. Plus, I never like listening to my own voice. So it's actually quite rare that I listen back to a boo before I post it, because I don't like the sound of my own voice, so I just do it and boo it. Yeah, so yes, not embarrassed about being Cockney. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, just that my voice has always been slightly different for granny situations and school situations. Yes, I think I'm going to shut up and go to bed now. Good night.